Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Teddy Swims.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Jeff Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
I see flashing lights in the distance on Jones, just a little bit to the north of Sahara. I would imagine the intersection is going to be cleared in just a second. Michaela learned the peekaboo because we could see over the top of the building. Can you hear him?
Yes!
Can you all,
there you go. I'm going to try to find my words, but this is about to be amazing.
Amazing. It's amazing.
The SWAT trucks are coming.
Yeah, so they've closed off the intersection now at Jones. One, two SWAT vehicles have just made the corner, and they're coming up Sahara. Superheroes for Sully are arriving at Toy Drive.
God.
You can barely contain yourself, can't you?
Oh, you can hear him saying hello. Oh, this is incredible.
Usually Kristen is taunting me from inside the vehicle.
Oh, I heard a taunt.
So there's one, two SWAT vehicles. There's a hotel van. There's a third SWAT vehicle, a fourth SWAT vehicle. Another van. Here comes a truck with a trailer full of bikes, followed by another truck with a metro trailer also filled with bikes. Michaela, here comes, look at this one, another pickup truck pulling another trailer full of bikes. I lost count.
God.
Is this seven? An eighth truck, a ninth truck, if I've got my count right, followed by they're still coming.
They're still turning the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Lights are flashing. This looks like a movie, Chet. This is crazy.
Yeah, lights and sirens. I've got to be honest. it's a little subdued compared to what they've been a lot more obnoxious before. But superheroes for Sully, and they're still turning the corner at the corner of Sahara and Jones, going all the way to the north part of the parking lot here at NV Energy. So again, a SWAT wagon, a second SWAT vehicle, a third one, a fourth and fifth. Then you start the trucks with trailers full of bikes. One, two, three, four, five. trucks with trailers full of bikes, followed by another two, three, four pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Here comes another, one of those Astro vans that's got a toy hauler behind it that I assume is also full of bikes. Another SUV, and then truck.
They're still turning this corner, Chet. These trucks are still coming. Lights flashing. They're going. They're coming.
Metro vehicles, passenger vehicles with their lights flashing. More metro vehicles interspersed with the rest of the cars still turning.
Yeah.
From, I'm assuming now people are just going, well, I'm not sure I'm supposed to, I'm just following the line. I think it's just people that aren't even involved with superheroes for something now. We're just supposed to turn our flashers on and just get in line.
No, they're in the line and turning. This is crazy.
Finally, they've been able to let traffic resume on Jones heading south. And Superheroes for Sully has fully arrived. Let's go back over to the other side so you can see down as Superheroes for Sully now pulls into the main part of Toy Drive.
They look like toy trucks, but it's literally the SWAT trucks. Like, they look like...
That's the real deal.
I can't even find my words! I feel like Toy Story. Like, I'm like, what is happening? This is the most surreal experience of my life. This is nuts.
You've had a lot of surreal experiences.
But this is definitely top of the... Wow.
Here's what's funny. They've still got the intersection at Sahara and Jones. They had it shut down. They just kind of repositioned so that a couple of lanes of traffic could get through on Jones. Now traffic is turning left onto Sahara. Some people are falling in line with Superheroes for Sully. That's not necessary. Metro is now, it's funny.
Go.
Metro's cutting some people off because they're like, you don't need to follow us. It's okay. You can go. And they've just they've sealed off the right lane on Sahara so that Superheroes for Sully can come in unimpeded. But yeah, there's still some people that are trying to follow along, and it's just chaos.
Oh my gosh.
Here at Toy Drive.
Little kids are jumping out of the SWAT trucks, and they've got these awesome sweaters on. Oh, yeah, they just keep coming out.
Yeah, a lot of their kids play hockey together. The Mainers have other kids, and that's the hockey teams. And Superheroes for Sully have arrived at Toy Drive. So, do you want to go down and say hi to everybody?
Yeah, I do.
Want to go down?
Yes.
So we're going to let them unload. We're going to try and find Kristen. We're going to try and find Levi. And then we're going to get a total on another incredible entrance from Superheroes for Sully. And then I'm going to let you hear the story from Kristen herself.
Great.
Okay?
Don't laugh.
I was going to say, you got
Please
it, dude.
Don't laugh. I got
okay?
it. Yes.
You all right?
I got it, dude. I'm about to be so professional. Oh, God.
This is great.
Right.
I know what my favorite part of this is.
Holy moly.
That's so fun. Superheroes for Sully have arrived at Toy Drive. We'll continue in just a minute. It's day 5 of Toy Drive. West Sahara, just west of Jones. Or text 2024 Toy Drive to 76278 and donate now.
Spread the love with the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive. Get social with us. Hashtag feel the tingle.
Well, we know it's amazing from up top on the 20-foot scaffold. They are still unloading bikes. A few of the trucks have been unloaded. Did they already pull the Metro SWAT vehicles out?
Some of them just rounded the corner, so they're kind of in the back now. Hard to see genuinely with all of these bikes and all of these officers, all of these amazing kids, just everyone involved.
You know what they did? They pulled them out. So again, these guys, SWAT's, you know, like SWAT's on duty right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the deal is that if they have to go, they don't want to have to mess with not being able to go.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
So that's why they pulled those. But that was my question, was I looked up and I didn't see the SWAT vehicles, and I went, oh no. I was like, oh no, did they have to go?
Yeah.
Did you meet Don Felder?
No.
Go meet. Do you know who that is?
No, you guide me. So, with
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer from the Eagles. Don, hey Don, come back this direction. He's heading out. He's trying to follow the sound of my voice.
Hi, Don. How are you? I'm Michaela. I'm with Chet. He's saying hello.
What's happening, man? What a pleasure.
Hey, we're just having a ball down here, giving away these bikes and getting so much love spread all through Las Vegas.
I'm so glad that you were finally able to make it out, because you're always busy running around playing shows and traveling the world. And I'm so glad, because you've been a part of Superheroes for Sully for what, the last 4 years?
Yeah, we've been contributing by donating bikes and stuff to this cause for the last 4 years. But this is the first year that I've actually been off the road and had a few days to come here. We flew in this morning. This is the first time I've actually seen this many bikes in my entire life. And to know that all of these are going to make so many kids happy, it's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, and you've seen things. You've been places. You've seen things. You've done stuff. That's pretty impressive that you've never seen this.
I have never seen anything as glorious as this. Yeah. It's just beautiful.
It's truly a pleasure and truly an honor to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's an honor to be a superstar for...
Yeah, that's
for
amazing.
Sully, come on.
For Sully. Oh, you are. Okay.
And also, you look very beautiful. Your hair is just like flowing in the wind. You look stunning, by the way.
Of course, that's where we go. That's where we go. Leave it to the girl in the big fur-lined coat. That's
right. You're so funny. Someone was like, do you have all of your clothes on? And I was like, yeah, I do. It's a little cold.
You know what? That is funny. You're like you're like Joey in the episode of Friends. Like,
that was my inspo.
That's great. So here we are, Superheroes for Sully. So you said you did locate Kristen somewhere?
I did. She's,
buddy.
And she looks so cute.
Hey, let me ask you something. Were you sandbagging me? Because this looks like a lot.
This
looks like a lot. I feel like I've been, and by the way, did you hear, I'm going to tell you what I know, and then I don't want you to tell me everything you know yet.
I know nothing.
Oh, that's true. You leave it all to Levi.
Yeah, he's very, he Bogarts the info.
Well, here's what I do know, that you have over 1,200 bikes in boxes that have already gone to Help of Southern Nevada. We are closing 6 trucks tonight just with bikes in boxes filling up trucks. 6 trucks tonight for Superheroes for Sully.
Like right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. 6 trucks. I believe the number was 1,227. That was the bikes in boxes that we took directly to. And there's still more. And there's still more bikes in boxes.
There's one right behind me.
Exactly.
There's quite a few.
That are coming. So, Michaela, we may end up closing truck 9. I don't know.
Let's go.
I don't know. But we're closing 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. And then, so we're going to find Levi. He's around here somewhere.
You got it.
We've met rock and roll royalty. Kristen's about to be on TV, and I'm making a lot of noise and screwing up their shot right now. So I'm going to turn the speaker down just a little bit. Superheroes for Sully are here, and the chaos is real. By the way, Sully's bikes have now made the sea of bikes jump over not only to the other half of the main parking lot here at NV Energy, they have now jumped over into the second parking lot.
Woo!
It is a true and honest to God sea of bikes.
Yes!
We'll be back with more. It's Superheroes for Sully Day on day number 5 of Toy Drive. Here we go, kids. It's happening.
Live from NV Energy on West Sahara, it's the 26th annual 98.5 KLUC Chet Buchanan Show Toy Drive.
Well, let's make it official. Superheroes for Sully are here!
Hey!
Just when I thought it couldn't get bigger or crazier or more nutty, Kristen. You've done it again. My God.
Have I?
Well, sir, by all appearances, it seems. Can you, Michaela doesn't know. I know we've got a lot of new people that come into Toy Drive every year. I know this is your least favorite part of all of this, but will you remind her, hey, Brad, what's up, man? All of a sudden, he just appears out of the crowd, out of the mist. I know this is your least favorite part of this, Kristen, but can you tell the story of Sully, how this all came to be?
Stay still. Okay. We lost Sully unexpectedly in 2013. And a lot of people don't realize this, but I'm actually his stepmom. Sully was Brad's son. He was about 5 when I met him. And he, in my heart, is my first son. He taught me how to be a boy mom. And his birthday is today. He would have been 21 today. Hence the party bus. But that first year that we lost him, you know, it's the holidays. It's his birthday. It's Christmas. And Brad and I are a blended family. We had 5 other kids. And I was just trying to do the Christmas shopping and like get everything ready for that. So I went shopping, and everything that I saw was something that I would have bought for him that year. And I kind of had definitely have a meltdown in the middle of Target and abandoned my cart. And I went back out to the car, and I remember that day was really cold. So I turned the car on for heat, and you were on the radio and you were doing Toy Drive. And you were talking to a young man who was saying that in prior years, his family had benefited and received Christmas gifts from Toy Drive. And here he was as an adult in a position to donate to Toy Drive. And, you know, I was already a mess having a moment, and that just kind of took it up a notch. But I knew immediately what I needed to do. And so I went in, I bought all that stuff that I would have bought for Sully. And I brought it down here to you, and I had toys, and I had one bike. So this all started with one bike.
It all started with one. It's unbelievable. And then I'm actually looking right now for, does anybody have the meme that you guys put up, the graphic where it has all the years of how many? It started with one bike. It turned into, I mean, it's, last year was over 2,000 bikes, which was crazy. I want to try something a little different, because I think this needs the music as well. These are no ordinary bikes. These toys and bikes possess a secret weapon that we like to call Sully Power. They will help you to be kind, caring, and compassionate toward others. These are not qualities that all people have, but Sully certainly did. By sharing his love of superheroes, you can also share his secret powers that help to make this world a brighter, kinder, and happier place. You can enjoy your Sully powers by being extra generous with your love and your kindness this holiday season. It's Sully's 21st birthday, and what better way to honor his memory than by helping our local children and families in need? Let's all be superheroes for Sully. With love and gratitude, the Maynor family. By the way, you may not have noticed what's happening behind you. Coca-Cola truck number 9, shut it down! Coca-Cola truck number 10, I don't know what's left. That's easily halfway full. Wow. And then, so 9 is closed. That's actually number 16 because truck number 10 with 1,227 bikes that are already at Help Us Southern Nevada in boxes. Truck number 10, shut it down. Truck number 11, shut it down. Truck number 12, shut it down. Truck number 13, shut it down. Truck number 14, shut it down. Truck number 15, shut it down. And now with this year's total. So we know that there were 1,227 that already went to help. There's a ton of other bikes here. My buddy Levi Hancock, what is the final total this year for Superheroes for Sully?
2,119 bikes.
2,119 bikes? Are you kidding me? 2,119.
Kristen's hands are over her mouth. Is that crazy? This is what you've done.
It's what we've all done.
I feel that. You know what? And I know you feel this too, and this is probably something that you and I probably share that nobody else truly understands. You get a lot of attention. I get a lot of attention for what we do with Toy Drive. Look at this army around you. Look at how much love you have around you. They're here for you, and they're here for Sully. A huge, huge group effort. 2,119 bikes. Also, Levi, we also, in a private conversation, we believe that this year, on Sully's 21st birthday, we believe that a milestone has been passed.
Yeah, all this started with one bike, right, Chet?
Yeah, man.
And in the culmination of everything over throughout the years, over 11,000 bikes.
11,000? We were talking 10, and then he did the math. Over 11,000 bikes in the history for Superheroes for Sully. Unbelievable. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Superheroes for Sully, Merry Christmas on 3. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. You guys can do better than that. Merry Christmas on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
Incredible.
Yes!
Just incredible. Wow. Updated totals in just moments. Superheroes for Sully, you've done it again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.